Chapter 1. It was a top-down kind of day. The sky was blue, with a few passing clouds and just a hint of breeze, indicating that winter was waving its final goodbye and that summer was just around the corner. The sun was bright and warm, encouraging buds to blossom into fragrant, glorious flowers. The very atmosphere spoke of all the things possible as the earth renewed itself after a cold East Coast hibernation. The day was just too tempting to leave the top up, even though Amanda never put the top down anymore, not since that first summer she'd had the Chrysler Sebring anyway. She'd always wanted a convertible. At least fate had been kind enough to wait until August, 2 years ago, to sport around before a wasp tangled itself in her hair at 40 miles an hour on her way to opening day at the Cold Creek. It ended up stinging her hand, her neck, and inadvertently her front bumper and an unsuspecting fire hydrant. She spent the night she had been meticulously planning for months moping in the ER with a slight concussion and a burn from the airbag. From then on, it had been air conditioning whenever she was in the car. But when she walked out the front door this late April afternoon, greeted with that first, "You know you don't need a jacket" day, she was willing to take the risk. Today felt different, and wasps would still be drowsy. As she drove past Maxwell Place Park, Amanda watched ducks and geese and squirrels roaming in pairs, actually looking love-struck, ready to extend their respective species. People on the streets were smiling as they hustled about their day. Others were acting flirty. It was nothing short of spring fever, and she couldn't help but catch it. At a stoplight, she tilted her face up toward the sun to let it shine on her for a moment as she offered up a quick prayer of thankfulness for this beautiful day, her wonderful life, and all the possibilities that came with it. Maybe she'd do some flirting herself. With that thought, she turned up the radio and began to bounce to the music. Yeah, it was a top-down kind of day. And then the seagull flew overhead. Amanda watched it all go down from the rearview mirror as she checked her makeup after pulling into the Cold Creek Grill's small parking lot. The white and green gloppy goo fell perfectly onto the right side of her head, a stark contrast to her long black waves. She stared at it for a few moments as the reality and the poop sank in. That didn't just happen. But it did happen, and once again Amanda Cole had been reminded, never get too cocky. Avoid using words like perfect or wonderful. Never attach your own name. It was just an invitation to comeuppance. She wouldn't go so far as to say she considered herself particularly unlucky. She just knew her boundaries. She couldn't pinpoint when she'd learned it for sure, but it was probably somewhere in between not making cheerleading squad and being, as her mother put it, 20 pounds away from prom queen. Her mother wasn't cruel, but she was blunt. Sometimes it was hard to tell the difference, and every now and then, someone you loved said something thoughtless, and it stuck. Catherine Cole didn't really want her daughter to be a prom queen anyway. As Essex County DA, she wanted Amanda to be smart and shrewd and strong. Amanda was beautiful and sensitive, in spite of herself, her retired family court judge father never failed to remind her. Amanda stomped in through the Cold Creek's front door and slammed her purse on the bar with a loud thud. Two of her employees, Eric and Nicole, were going through the beer cooler's inventory, seeing what they would need to bring up from the basement for the evening ahead. Eric was a lanky, blonde, blue-eyed surfer boy who had been accepted to Harvard, but opted for bartending school instead when he realized how late he liked to sleep. All his savings and vacation time were spent in search of the perfect curl. In between budgeting, he felt New Jersey waves were as good as any place else's, and here he could be close to his family. Nikki was a free-spirited Seton Hall dropout whom Amanda had known since high school, who was trying to break into acting. She was a petite, vivacious brunette who had a great horror movie victim scream, but her booking-to-audition ratio was often disappointing. She did her best to stay optimistic, paying her dues, as they called it. Eric was a few years younger, but that didn't prevent him and Nikki from becoming fast friends as well as roommates. Although they weren't involved, it was common knowledge that the two were known to hook up now and again, usually the result of her not getting the call and his ability to make the best commiserating cocktail. Amanda didn't care if they shined the bar with their butts as long as they could work together, did it after closing, and cleaned up afterward.